Okay, get this. We're diving deep into AI for pets today.
Really diving deep.
Not just like those basic trackers, but like next level stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to know what your pet's thinking.
All the time.
Well, that's Mood Changer.
Interesting.
We want to build a whole system so we can actually get our pets like on a deeper level, you know? Yeah, and for this deep dive, we got articles, research papers, even notes on some of those competitor products out there.
Lot of material to cover.
It is, but it all points to like a wild future for pet care, you know?
Yeah, what I find really fascinating is it's not just about individual gadgets anymore. It's
Yeah.
this move towards a more complete approach, you know?
Yeah.
Mood Changer wants to create a system where everything's connected, and it considers like your pet's mood, their behavior, their health all at once.
That's
It
huge.
is. It's about seeing the whole picture.
Yeah, instead of just like knowing how many steps your dog walked, you'll know how they felt during those steps.
Yeah. Like,
Exactly.
were they stressed, excited? Did they smell, I don't know, like a squirrel or something?
Right, and that could be so important, not just for bonding with them, but for like their health and well-being, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Think about it. If you knew your cat was anxious, you could do something about it before it becomes like a big problem.
Right.
You know, maybe change their environment,
Yep.
try some calming stuff, or even talk to the vet sooner.
Yeah.
It's about understanding them better and then giving them the care they actually need.
So, okay. How does this all work? We're not talking about like some mind reading device, are we?
No magic here.
Okay, good.
Just really, really smart
Right.
technology. They're picturing like a system where everything talks to each other.
Okay.
Like smart collars, feeders, even those robot toys?
Yeah.
Those
Oh,
too.
wow.
They all work together, share data, and give you that full picture of your pet's life.
So it's like a whole team of like tiny detectives gathering clues about your pet.
Yeah, that's why I
Exactly.
love it.
And this data can tell you so much. For example, the collar might notice a change in your dog's bark, and that could mean they're stressed. So then the robot, it starts a calming play session, and the feeder, it adjusts the portion size based on their activity.
Oh, wow. So it like adapts to their needs.
Exactly. It's all in real time.
Okay, but let's talk gadgets because the sources mention some pretty crazy stuff like collars that analyze their sounds and feeders that track how they eat.
Oh, yeah, and robots that play with them.
It's like, are we sure this is for pets and not us?
Well, maybe a little bit of both, but it's all based on some really advanced tech.
Okay.
All those collars, for instance, they're using vocalization analysis.
What's that?
It's like Shazam, but for pet sounds.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, so not only do you know where your dog is, but you know if they're barking because they're happy or scared, or maybe there's something weird going on.
Like a safety feature.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and think about like cats, they're so hard to read. But what if their collar could tell us when they're like not feeling well?
Well, then we could like act faster and
Yeah.
avoid those, emergency vet
Oh,
visits.
for sure.
Early detection, that's key.
Okay, what about the robots? Are they just for, keeping them busy?
No, they're much more than that. They
Right.
can actually adjust to your pet's energy levels and what they like,
Huh.
It's almost like having a personalized playmate for them.
So, like, no more chewed-up shoes because they're bored.
Exactly. And the feeders, they don't just give food.
No.
They analyze how your pet eats, like how much, how fa even if they're having trouble chewing.
So much data.
Right. And that can be really important for spotting potential health issues.
It's like a health monitor in their bowl.
Exactly. You're not guessing anymore. You're getting real insights.
Okay, this is all really cool, but the thing that just blows my mind is that Mood Changer wants to go beyond just monitoring.
Oh,
They
yeah.
want actual communication with our
I
pets.
know, it's wild.
It's like, are we talking like full-on conversations with my cat?
Well, not quite yet, but researchers are making huge progress in animal communication.
Really?
Yeah, there's the Earth Species Project and Project CET. They're using AI to decode like whale and dolphin language.
No way.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff.
But how does that apply to like, Fido and
Well,
Whiskers?
Mood Changer thinks we can do the same for our furry friends. They want to build this huge database of cat and dog sounds, barks, meows, purrs,
Okay.
and work with like top researchers to figure out what it all means.
That's like a Rosetta Stone for pets.
Exactly.
But wouldn't that take like forever?
It's a long-term goal for sure, but the tech is moving so fast.
Yeah, true.
Imagine understanding why your cat meows at 3 a.m. or what your dog wants when they paw at the door.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It could change everything.
Okay, I was skeptical at first, but I'm kind of seeing it now.
And it's pretty amazing.
It's about so much more than just gadgets. It's about, like, a whole new level of connection with our pets. But with all this AI and data, are there any downsides we should be thinking about?
Oh, that's a great question. And it's one that Mood Changer is taking very seriously.
Okay.
We'll dive into those considerations in the next part of our deep dive.
All right. Sounds good. So we talked about all the, like, amazing potential of this tech, but
yeah.
What about, like, the downsides? You know, we are talking about a lot of data about our pets.
Right.
And that brings up some, you know, privacy questions.
Oh, absolutely. And Mood Changer, they get that it's a big thing for them.
Okay, good.
They're looking at, like, all sorts of ways to make sure the data's safe and to give pet owners control. Like, how's this information used, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
One idea is what they call decentralized storage.
Mm, what's that?
So, like, the information's kept on the device itself.
Okay.
Not on, you know, some big company server.
So, like, each pet has their own little data vault.
Yeah, exactly. And they, well, their owners have the key.
That's a good way to put it.
Right. But it's not just about, you know, keeping it safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being open with pet owners. Like, what are we collecting?
Yeah.
And what are we doing with it?
Transparency.
Exactly. Because that builds trust.
Right.
People need to know their pet's data isn't being, you know, misused.
Yeah, told off to, like, whoever.
Right. And that's where clear communication comes in. And those privacy controls.
Like, easy ways for people to decide what they're comfortable sharing.
Exactly, what they want to keep private, yeah.
Okay, data privacy, got it. But what about, like, accuracy?
Uh-huh.
Can we be sure these devices are actually understanding our pets?
Right.
Like, what if they misinterpret a bark or something?
That's a good point, and it's something researchers are working on.
Okay.
One approach is to use, like, multiple data streams.
What do you mean?
So, not just the sounds they make, mm-hmm. but also their body language, you know, how they're moving.
Oh, okay.
Even things like heart rate and breathing.
It's like getting a second opinion.
Exactly. The more info you have, the better you understand what's going on.
Makes sense.
And the cool thing about AI is it learns over time.
Oh, yeah.
So the more data it gets, the more feedback from, you know, owners and experts,
mm-hmm.
the better it gets at understanding those little subtle things pets do.
It's like a pet language translator that just keeps getting better.
Exactly. But, you know, it's important to remember tech is just one tool.
Right.
We can't forget our own intuition and, like, really knowing our pets.
Yeah. At the end of the day, no algorithm can replace that bond.
Totally agree. It's about using tech to make that bond stronger.
Not to, like, replace it all together.
Right. And that brings us to another point.
Okay.
Ethics.
Oh, right.
Just because we might understand what they're saying doesn't mean we should, like, control them.
Yeah, they're not robots.
Exactly. We need to respect them, you know, their instincts, their individuality.
So it's a balance, right? Like,
yeah.
Understanding them,
yeah.
But also letting them be themselves.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important to have, like, everyone involved. Not just tech people, but animal behaviorists, ethicists, you know.
To be sure it's done right.
Exactly. To make sure it's good for both pets and people.
It's about responsibility.
Yeah, not just, you know, cool gadgets.
Okay, so we've talked about, like, collars and robots, but Mood Changer's thinking biggers, right?
Oh, yeah, much bigger.
Like a whole system of devices. That's what the sources say.
Yeah, smart feeders, toys, even those calming systems.
Oh, yeah, for anxiety.
Exactly. It's like a dream home for pets.
And for owners, probably.
Right. Let's start with the feeders. Those are interesting.
What?
They're not just about, you know, dispensing food on a schedule.
Ah.
They track what your pet eats, figure out what nutrients they need.
Oh, wow.
And even, like, adjust the portion sizes based on how active they are.
So no more guessing games about how much to feed them.
Exactly. And that's really important for, like, pets with special diets.
Right. Or if they, you know, tend to overeat.
Yeah, it's like having a personal nutritionist for your pet.
Now pair that with those interactive toys we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
They're not just, like, regular toys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, they're designed to, like, really engage them mentally and physically.
Even when we're not home.
Exactly. Perfect for, you know, pups with separation anxiety.
And they can learn what your pet likes.
Yeah, some pets love fetch. Others like more puzzle-type stuff.
It's all about keeping them happy and entertained.
Exactly. It's not just about physical exercise. It's about their minds, too.
Okay, and then there's the calming systems, right?
Right, for those stressed out pups.
I've read about those that you use like calming sounds and even aromatherapy.
Yeah, and Mood Changer, they want to take it even further by connecting it to those smart collars. So the collar detects stress.
Right.
And boom, calming system kicks in automatically.
Like their own little spa day on demand.
Exactly. It's about like really taking care of their emotional needs.
Just as much as their physical needs.
Exactly.
But okay, all these gadgets, it sounds like a lot to manage.
It could be, but that's where their app comes in.
Oh, okay.
It's like mission control for all things pet related.
Oh, cool.
You track their activity, their eating, you get alerts from the collar.
All in one place.
Yeah, even control that calming system, everything.
So it's like a dashboard for your pet's well-being.
Exactly. You see everything, their health, their happiness, everything.
Wow. And the sources mentioned it could even connect with, like, our vet.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Seamless sharing of information.
Maybe even like video calls with the vet.
Right. It's the future of pet care.
And it's all connected. That's what makes it so cool.
Exactly. It's not just gadgets. It's a whole ecosystem.
It's about giving owners the tools to really take care of their pets.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Okay. So in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to look at some real world examples of this tech.
Oh, yeah. The stuff that's already out there.
That's paving the way for Mood Changer's big vision. All right, so we've talked a big game about Mood Changer. But where's the proof? Like, is this stuff actually possible?
Yeah.
What's out there that shows this isn't just some, like, futuristic fantasy?
Oh, no, it's definitely not fantasy.
Okay.
There are companies doing incredible things right now, things that, you know, Mood Changer can learn from.
Okay, like what? Give me some examples.
Okay, so there's Pet Pulse. They have this collar, right? It tracks the dog's heart rate, but not just like how fast it's beating.
Yep.
They look at the variability, the changes in the rhythm.
Okay.
And that tells you about their emotional state. Like, are they stressed, relaxed, you know?
So it's like you can actually see how they're feeling.
Exactly. It's like an emotional thermometer.
I like that.
Right. And then there's Fit Bark. They're also doing some cool stuff.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Their collar, it tracks all the usual stuff, steps, sleep, but also like changes in behavior. So you can spot potential problems early on.
It's all about being proactive.
Exactly. Catching those little signs before they become big issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, there's the Halo collar that's already out there.
That's the one with like the GPS and the fence thing. Right?
Yeah. Geofencing. Yeah. So, you know, if they leave a certain area.
Exactly.
Mood Changer's definitely looking at all of this.
Right.
And seeing how they can incorporate those features into their own collar.
So they're not reinventing the wheel. They're just like making it better.
Yeah, exactly. Taking the best parts and putting them all together.
What about the feeders? We talked about those. Are there smart feeders already?
Oh, yeah, totally. Companies like Dognis, they have feeders with like cameras, portion control.
Oh, fancy.
Right. You can even, like, give them food remotely.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's cool.
That's amazing.
Mood Changer. They're taking inspiration from that, but they want to go even further.
Okay, in what way?
With the data, you know? Uh-huh. Using it to really personalize the feeding, make sure each pet gets exactly what they need.
So it's not just about convenience, it's about their health, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there's this this bowl, the Mookie Smart Bowl.
Okay, what's so special about a bowl?
It uses facial recognition.
What? No way.
Yeah, so only the right pet gets the food.
That's genius, especially if you have, like, multiple pets.
Right. Now imagine that with Mood Changer's platform, you could track each pet's eating, get personalized recommendations.
It's like tailored nutrition for each pet.
Exactly. It's next level stuff.
Okay, what about, we talked about those calming systems, too.
Oh, yeah. Those.
What's out there for that?
So there's iCalm Pet. They use, like, special music.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on psychoacoustics. It's really interesting.
So, like, music designed to calm them down.
Yeah, and Mood Changer wants to do something similar but personalized, you know, based on each pet's needs and what stresses them out.
Okay, I'll get that.
And they're even thinking about, like, smart pet doors with sensors.
Oh, cool.
So maybe if it's, like, super hot outside, the door doesn't open.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right. Keeping them safe and comfortable.
Okay, so we see the pieces, right? Yeah, all these companies doing cool things. But the real game changer, the thing everyone wants, is that two-way communication with our pets.
Oh, for sure. That's the dream.
So are we getting closer?
Well, we are. And there are projects that show us what's possible.
Like what?
Well, remember the Earth Species Project?
Yeah, the whale and dolphin one.
Exactly. They're using AI to decode those languages, and it's working. They're finding patterns, meaning...
It's crazy to think we might actually understand what a whale is saying.
It is. It's amazing.
But, like, how does that relate to our dogs and cats?
Well, Mood Changer thinks we can do the same thing for them.
Really?
Yeah, build a huge database of their sounds, barks, meows, everything,
Okay.
and work with scientists to figure out what it all means.
So, like a dictionary of pet language.
Exactly.
That's a big project.
It is, but can you imagine actually having a conversation with your pet?
I mean, it's mind-blowing.
Right. Understanding their needs, their fears, their joys,
It would
everything.
change everything.
It would, and it's not just about us, you know? It's
Right.
about giving them better care, understanding why they're acting a certain way.
So we can actually help them?
Exactly.
We're talking about a whole new level of connection.
We are. It might sound like sci-fi, but it's closer than you think.
Yeah, the pieces are all there.
They are, and who knows, maybe one day we'll all be chatting with our furry friends.
That's a future I'm excited for. And for everyone listening, we want to hear from you.
Oh, yeah.
If you could talk to your pet, what would you ask them? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.